Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence and the divine utterances which you have given us, not to mislead, but to lead. We praise you, O God, for the strength you have given us to stay alive, for the purpose to see days ahead, to celebrate in joy and not in sorrow. Above all, we thank you, O God, Father, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins in order for we all to have eternal life. Amen. One fact I love about the human consciousness is even if you refuse to believe the truth of God's kingdom, deep down you do believe. Today I deeply want to emphasize on why many Christians, people who claim to be a true follower and believers of this gospel we preach about, give up in the faith, and also why some fail in achieving their future goals which they have set down. You see, I am not against, and I deeply believe in the divine power of prayers, which Jesus Christ, our Savior, has taught us. But I tell you, I have seen prayer warriors, prayer fighters, who fast and pray more than Jesus Christ ever did in his days. And all he came out to see after this was no result. Truth, I know of a person, which I will hold back the name, was born in a strong Christian home, even went to Bible study, speaks in the tongue of the Holy Ghost, but at the end, drop the faith. What the power of this demonic frustration can do to you. Definitely, we are going to pray. But I tell you, if you do not ignore and fight off this demonic spirit in your life, you will live long with joy. Paul said in Timothy 4 verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I tell you, not to be frightened, but frustration will make you think twice. You will keep on pressing and pressing in, and you will start dreaming of different realms of success in your ministry, family, even in your academy. But in reality, you will find yourself struggling and struggling, like you're going back, and you will ask God, didn't you show me great gain if I follow you? Listen to me, the fact is yes, we pass, and you will come to a conclusion that God do not care, because when Tolu comes to you and says, Kalabaya Santarabush, and says, forget this God you serve and enjoy life, my friend, you will have no choice but to take a U-turn, because frustration is a demonic tool the devil uses against your destiny, against your ministry, against your academy, if this is not well looked and destroyed. Speak to us, Lord. We are open to your will and utterances. Lord, teach us. Teach us, Lord. See, God do not mislead. That is why David, King David, said in Psalm 8, verse 4, what is man? What is man, O God? What am I that thou art mindful of him? If you go down to Psalm 8, verse 5, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Daddy, mommy, man of God, when you know the kind of grace you carry and the spiritual divine price you were bought in an exchange of your well-being, I tell you, you won't sit and tolerate any nonsense of demons in your life. It's not about prayer, but it's about knowing the God you serve. For in Colossians 2 verse 5, Jesus Christ is the head or and the king of all principalities and power. Not just in heaven, but on earth. Santos Kirabaya Baba Sintra, Lord. See, I am not preaching or teaching to impress or please anybody. I am deeply sorry if you don't like what I'm saying, but I'm here to lose you out of that demonic frustration, torment your life. They said you won't marry, you are not beautiful, you won't be great, you won't live long, you won't have children, whatever they have said in your life, that has opened a great part of demonic presence of frustration. I tell you, now that Jesus Christ died on the cross, just to lose you out and above all, you have a guardian angel assigned to you by God. Amen. God is good. God is great. You see, God never misleads. He guides. Thank you, Father, for your words. Thank you, Lord.